you're just going to fail again. Why would you even try to change? Oh, yep, already missed today. You're not going to be able to do this. Ah, doesn't that voice just make you cringe, that inner critic? And then you're like, oh, wait, that's my voice. Great. Hey guys, I'm Tessie, and today I'm going to be talking about that voice and why we have such a challenging time, most of us, changing habits, specifically in the realm of food, body, and fitness habits. I know for me, I could probably sit down and write down a long list of habits that I would like to change or get rid of or transform or be better at in many areas of life. Today, we're going to specifically focus in the realm of the common challenges we come across with food and fitness. And we're gonna go first over why it can be so darn difficult to change a habit, specifically habits in this area of life. And then I'm not gonna leave you hanging. My intention with this video as well is to give you some steps, maybe some things you might not have heard of or you need a positive reminder of how we can sustainably change habits and what are some good practices to take on moving forward to actually accomplish some of our goals. I'm also going to leave you with what I believe is the most important thing to incorporate when you're trying to build or change a food and fitness habit. So let's get started. Hi, I'm Tessie Tracy. I'm a certified mind-body eating coach, nutrition coach, as well as an eating psychology coach. I have a lot of personal and professional experience in emotional intelligence, and I'm a level 2 CrossFit instructor, former collegiate athlete, and I kind of am a self-proclaimed personal development nerd. So diving into today, I wanted to kind of start at defining what a habit is. So when I was looking up definitions of a habit, one I found really interesting was that it's a routine behavior that tends to occur subconsciously. So when we think about our daily habits, whether they're kind of what we would consider a neutral habit, a good habit, or a bad habit, they're things that are more or less occurring subconsciously, because we repeat about 90% or more of the thoughts and the behaviors that we do every single day. So the other half of that that I love to put in there is that because it's a routine thing, we know that a behavior or a habit can be created with conscious repetition. So building, being aware, and being conscious about how we're changing things is what can lead to ultimately having my fitness and my eating habits and my meditation practice or whatever you want to incorporate be actually a subconscious incorporation of your daily routine. So first off, we're going to go a little deeper into why it's specifically difficult to change habits in the area of food and fitness. So something that a lot of people might not have heard regarding fitness, this is number one, is that our fitness and exercise habits and taking on new goals actually has a lot to do with our past exercise experience. So whether we grew up as an athlete, that's going to kind of build our perspective as setting goals as an adult. Whether we had never worked out as a kid and now we're trying to take on this new behavior that's super uncomfortable and feels like we're never going to get there. Or whether we maybe feel like we used to work out and then kind of had a bad experience where we started to feel like just going up and down, being committed to it and not. So our past experience has a lot to do with how we set our goals, what we think we can do, and that leads into the second thing about just regarding about the fitness side of things is our belief in ourself. So a lot of people, women especially, like us getting into fitness or we're here, we're supposed to be doing weightlifting, we're like, I don't know if I can do that. And that it gets to a point where like, I'm going to be, you know, embarrassed when I step in the gym, or people are going to look at me because I'm I need to like already have my six pack to go to the gym. So that just those thoughts will actually stop us from building the habit. I've been there, it's super common, so that's a big why. So second point is going into the why around food. So why can't I stop eating sugar? Why can't I stop overeating? Why can't I just stick to this diet? One reason that, again, a lot of people may or may not know is that food is chemically and physiologically designed to bring us pleasure, which can turn our food into the same thing like gambling, some people for sex, some people with alcohol or drugs. It can become a coping mechanism. And I think that point is so deeply ignored by, you know, the fad diets and sometimes even the health industry in general, and just throwing information at people, eat this, don't eat that, commit, like, you know, you're a piece of crap if you can't stick to this. And there's so much more at play for all of us individually on how we change a habit. So just know that food does bring us pleasure, and there's kind of a level to where that's okay. And it's about, which I'll talk about this in later videos, it's about finding that balance between discipline and complete restriction. So that's why it is can be proved to be very difficult to change habits with food. Number three, which is like super interesting, because I actually heard a pastor talk about this morning. The third reason that I'm talking about today of why it can be so difficult to change habits is that we are not creating a positive change environment for ourselves. So environment can have everything to do with the type of food that you're used to buying. It can be the restaurants that you're going to. It can be the people you're eating with. I call that asking yourself, who's at your dinner table? Everything from not just when you're eating with your friends, but, you know, what kind of choices you're making when you're out with them, with your social group. All of that is contributing to where you're at now, which is your comfort zone, and can sometimes be a barrier to your next best version of yourself. So it's just something to check in with. Usually we'll have a very intuitive feeling where we can check in, like, is this person, you know, a healthy or toxic person in my life? Is this decision? So, and again, it's not like it's easy to just like, oh, cool, now I know, I can just change it overnight. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I'm just saying that is a reason why, and we can start to build our awareness around that, which helps us positively and intrinsically choose to make some changes. The last reason I will say here that I was reading about before making this video is just the concept of failure. So this one a lot of you guys might have heard before, but it's that, and I loved how they put it in the article that I was reading. It was on Psychology Today, and in changing fitness and health kind of behaviors and habits, one huge reason why people don't succeed is because our view of failure is that's the end of the road, when in fact people that go on to achieve their goals go on to have an inner shift, a mindset that, you know, 1 to 3% that actually stick to a habit once they start to transform it, is because they are looking, and they might not even realize that they're doing it. They might have had failure along the way where they really felt overwhelmed by it, but at the end of the day, failure became just a step for them. It was not the end of the road, it was merely a step. Yeah, it's an icky step and it doesn't feel good, but continuing on after that step, no matter what, definitely feels good and will definitely get us closer to our best selves. Okay, now for the fun part. Okay, Tessie, so I know why I can't change all my habits, but that's not why I clicked on this video. I want to know what practices I can take on, or what does work when it comes to changing a habit. So again, this is complex topic that could be very different for everyone, but I'm hoping that the few things I'm going to give you today are things that you can try, practice, which means you're going to fail, maybe, miss a day, maybe, and you're going to pick it up again because you're going to experience some sort of inner shift or change just by trying these on. So the first one is to know yourself. When I mean that, I mean, I have a whole like 7-step kind of transformational process that I walk clients and workshops through of how to transform any habit. And the first step is discovery. And part of that discovery is knowing what you want, not what the magazine tells you that you should do, not what, you know, the medical industry's definition of health is. The empowering thing is to check in with yourself and know yourself. A way to do this is you can look in the past of like maybe when you have achieved a goal and what was in play. Was there accountability in play that worked for you? Were you working with a team or you're by yourself? Or, were you motivated by having, you knew there was going to be a reward at the end, or you were really focused because it was a very clear schedule for you. So doing a brainstorm of knowing like how you even achieve goals and what works for you, what has worked by any achievement you can think of in the past, that is a huge thing. There's also a ton of personality tests, which I love personality tests, and you can start to get some like consistent things that like every test will show you like, oh, you're a perfectionist or whatever. So just knowing more about yourself is something that, you know, we're trying to achieve goals by how someone else would achieve goals. One example is even just a difference in like masculine and feminine energy. Whether you're a man or a woman, you might identify with a feminine or masculine approach. So the masculine approach is very black and white. That is the approach that you can literally just tell someone, hey, stop smoking, it's bad for you, and they can just quit cold turkey. That's an example of kind of a masculine linear approach, whereas the feminine approach is a little more round, a little more emotional, a little more complex, a little more interwoven with different things that might work, a little more gentle, compassionate, and curious. All right, number two, second practice or thing to incorporate to help you actually achieve your goals, transform any habit, is commitment. Commitment. Yes. So again, this was also something I heard today from a pastor who he was talking about commitment in the realm of like consistency. And I love, so whatever your, you know, spiritual views, if you believe there's, you know, higher power at work or just your best self guiding you, whatever that is for you is great. But he talked about kind of connecting that, the magic that's at play, with your personal responsibility and partnering to not just like pray that something's gonna happen and then be mad that it doesn't happen. But there is action, commitment, consistency on our part and our personal will and our commitment to take action even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's new to us, even when we don't think we're gonna get there. And it's that moment-to-moment decision that will get you where you are. So next time you feel that you're up against it, that you're that you feel like you can't do it, that you feel like you fell off your fitness routine already, remind yourself that's actually a good thing. It's a good thing. It's like, okay, Tessie told me to tell myself this is a good thing, and then just ask yourself what's next. Number three is having a system. Right? So this is at play with your number one. So knowing yourself and how you work. And if it is like, oh wow, hey, I achieved like that huge project at work because I had people helping me. So it's like ding, ding, ding. Like you might not have kind of had that when you're trying to achieve your food and fitness goals, but maybe it's about hiring a coach. Maybe it's about joining a group. Maybe it's about starting to go to the gym and do like a group fitness class, a personal trainer, whatever that is for you, you can start to kind of incorporate it and make that part of your system, right? So having a system, having a plan, it gives you something to measure up against. And what I love to talk about within the system is also to have that self-compassion so that it shouldn't become about like, oh my gosh, I have to like put all my energy and focus into this. I actually, in the fitness goal setting book that is the bonus with this video, which you guys, I totally recommend downloading, it's free. It's about kind of being able to measure and check in with very baby step goals that should almost feel like you want to do more each week, but you're giving yourself this, hey, if I do this, awesome, I achieved my goal for the week. If I do more, cool, bonus. But if nothing else gets done, this will get done. Okay, lastly, I talked about the thing that I believe is the most important thing when you're trying to achieve your food and fitness goals, and that is having accountability. Yes, accountability. Having some sort of external accountability for anything we're trying to achieve actually makes us about 90% more likely to achieve our goals. Yep. So that's why people, again, like hiring a coach or a personal trainer, if you think about it, it's like in the back of your mind, you know you're gonna have to check in with that person every week or a couple times a week, or having, you know, a workspace, or if you're working for someone, you know that if they are asking you to do something and you don't do it, you're checking in with them or they're gonna find out. So it's not just you with you. I recommend you find a buddy, find whether it's a workout partner or just someone that will lovingly hold space for you to really achieve this. Tell that person what your goals are, check in with them once a week, and watch the habits change to the point where, again, it's going to start to become natural and it's actually going to become this inner shift that lives in your lifestyle and not just feel like this external thing that's always a burden, always a I have to, and always a I keep messing up with that. It will really transform that with accountability. All right, guys, well, I really hope that you got great value out of this video today. Enjoy the fitness goal setting workbook. I love to hear how you're doing, so you can leave a comment below if you have systems or things with goal setting and achieving that work for you. I would also love for you to comment on this video so that other people can get value from that. And you guys can also check out me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Tessie Tracy, my website, tessietracy.com. You can always send an email with questions to Tessie, T-E-S-S-I-E, at tessietracy.com. Oh, and lastly, don't forget to have a little fun.